Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, becoming mostly sunny around 60, we'll see wind gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies and frost overnight in the mid-30s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, have mostly sunny skies, warmer mid-60s with wind gusts as high as 20. Tomorrow night, isolated chances of rain, showers upper 30s, and Sunday will have mostly sunny skies, temperatures in the upper 50s. Right now, it's 41.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. Authorities in Butler County continuing their search for a 19-year-old man who went missing while swimming in the Walnut River. KWCH-TV reports that the search began on Wednesday near Augusta. The Butler County Sheriff's Office says the man was with at least two other people walking along the river when he decided to go for a swim and jumped in near the Osage Street Dam. A woman told authorities the man never resurfaced. Searchers have continued their work, converting the search from a rescue to a recovery. Kansas voters can expect masked election workers seated behind plastic panels when they head to the polls this fall and disposable stylus pens to cast their ballots. Secretary of State Scott Schwab said in a news release yesterday that the state is receiving $4.6 million in federal aid to prepare for the election, with $2.6 million going to county election officials. Another $1 million will be spent on personal protective equipment. Mid-America Network News.
Everyone is trying to do their part, especially now. And here's how your Ford dealer is built to lend a hand. Ford service centers are an essential part of your community. And your Ford dealer is there to help you during these trying times. If your vehicle is in need of service, simply call to schedule an appointment. Your participating Ford service centers are ready to help. Ask about pickup and delivery options. Plus, they've implemented enhanced cleaning measures for added peace of mind. After all, you have a lot to take care of. Let your local Ford dealer do their part, and help take care of you. Contact your local participating Ford dealer for more details or go online at Ford.com.
The NCAA struck back at the University of Kansas and its men's basketball program yesterday, calling five Level 1 violations that are alleged to have occurred egregiously and arguing that they undermine and threaten college athletics. It was the latest of a series of back-and-forth filings that set up a likely infraction hearing. The case came out of an FBI investigation into college basketball corruption. It centers on whether two Adidas representatives were acting as boosters for the Jayhawks when they paid prospective recruits to lure them to the program. Police in Wichita say drive-by shootings there are sharply up this year, and the chief believes boredom stemming from the coronavirus lockdown is partly to blame. The Wichita Eagle reports that Chief Gordon Ramsey spoke in a Facebook video this week and said drive-by shootings are up 82% compared to the five-year average. Ramsey says the shootings involve young people. Rick Averett, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. Nearly one out of six coronavirus cases in the state have been linked to the state's meatpacking plants. Governor Pete Ricketts says public health officials have linked about 1,005 of Nebraska's 6,771 cases to meatpacking plants in the state. Nebraska's small, mostly rural meatpacking communities have become some of the biggest hotspots both statewide and nationally. The University of Nebraska will be freezing tuition rates for the next 2 years, citing the financial hardship many students and their families face in the fallout from the coronavirus pandemic. The university's president, Ted Carter, announced the freezes will include undergraduates, graduate, and doctoral students. Carter says that when the pandemic is over, Nebraska will need an educated workforce to help with the state's recovery. And the weather? Well... It's not going to feel like May the next couple of days, more like March. Mid-America Network News.
Everyone is trying to do their part, especially now. And here's how your Ford dealer is built to lend a hand. Ford service centers are an essential part of your community. And your Ford dealer is there to help you during these trying times. If your vehicle is in need of service, simply call to schedule an appointment. Your participating Ford service centers are ready to help. Ask about pickup and delivery options. Plus, they've implemented enhanced cleaning measures for added peace of mind. After all, you have a lot to take care of. Let your local Ford dealer do their part, and help take care of you. Contact your local participating Ford dealer for more details, or go online at Ford.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Still no confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Marshall or Washington counties. Now among 23 Kansas counties without any positive tests. Among neighbors, Riley County's tops with 56 confirmed. No new adds this week. Pottawatomie has 16, Nemahal County 1, with Republic, Cloud, and Clay counties 4 each. None of these have new cases reported this week. Public health systems in Nebraska released a clarification Thursday regarding the directed health measure currently in effect for the 5-county Southeast Nebraska district, which includes Gage, Jefferson, Fillmore, Saline, and Thayer counties. Personal services such as salons, barbers, massage, and tattoo businesses cannot reopen, and dining room services are restricted until May 31st, not May 11th, as originally planned. Public health services is working to provide updates that may allow earlier release, but at this time urges continued caution and awareness. Churches are allowed to resume services, but schools remain closed. The 10-person rule remains in effect through the month of May and applies to all social gatherings and events. Details are outlined on the Nebraska Department of Health and Environment and Human Services website. The Beatrice Health Board met Thursday to consider the measures and are hoping for an earlier date for local options, since a majority of cases in the 5-county district are confined to Saline County, home of the Smithfield Foods plant. A construction worker on a project at the Rock Creek School in Pottawatomie County was killed after he was trapped in a 12-foot excavation Thursday morning. Identity of the individual has not been released, pending notification of family. City of Washington residents are reminded to not remove construction stakes or utility marker flags. The city is in the middle of a water infrastructure project that requires right-of-ways, water lines, and existing utilities be marked with survey stakes with pink and blue flags attached. Please do not remove the stakes or utility marker flags. Removal is costly, both in manpower and dollars, to the contractors, as they cannot proceed if stakes have been removed. It also causes delays while contractors wait for the flags to be replaced. 3 to 4 crews are currently working on the project in Washington. The B Street project is scheduled to begin next week. At their recent meeting, City Council approved a $106,000 roof overlay project for the library, which includes a $41,000 grant from USDA. Total cost, including professional costs and engineering, bring the project total to just over $120,000. Seneca's 150th celebration planned this summer has been postponed until June 11th and 12th next year. It will be promoted as the 150+1 celebration. Rebuilding the economy as the shutdown measures are reduced now faces leaders. Ellen Barber with Marshall County Partnership for Growth has served as a local clearinghouse for assistance programs available.
We did everything we could to get the information out to people, to let people know where to go, that their banks were going to be involved, and that they had to jump on this right away if they were going to get some of this financial help. That changed so quickly that we were constantly needing to update the website daily, many times a day sometimes.
Ellen Barber will be a guest this weekend on our public affairs program. She cites the significant impact of the pandemic on local businesses.
One concerning illustration is a survey that was done by Main Street for the state of Kansas that represents us as well. And it was saying that in 1 to 2 months, up to 30% of our businesses could close if they don't have the funding they need. So this is really important to recognize that the sooner we get up and running, the better.
Janice J. Adams, age 79, of Blue Springs, passed away Monday. Graveside service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Blue Springs Cemetery. Memorial service to be held at a later date at the Wymore Church of Christ. Visitation Friday, 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 5:30 until 7 at the Laughlin Ovid Funeral in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Janice Adams. William D. Willie Schwindeman, Sr., age 85, of Marysville, passed away April 9th. Graveside funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Visitation Friday, noon until 8, at Kinsley Mortuary, Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Willie Schwindeman, Sr. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens lunch menu today, fried chicken, mashed potatoes, coleslaw, and peaches. Monday, meatloaf, baby bakers, zucchini and tomatoes, and apricots. KNDY News time is 7:15.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
If you need a gift for your mama-in-law, your grandmama, your baby mama, your adoptive mama, your stepmama, or any other mama in your life, contact Dilly's Flower Studio in Hanover at 377-9004 or find us on Facebook. Dilly's is a big city boutique with small-town prices and service with fresh flowers, jewelry, clothing, and home decor for your mama. Dilly's will do your delivery in Hanover for Mother's Day, even on Sunday. Dilly's Flower Studio for all of your mama's gifts this Mother's Day.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have this cold front still moving across the central and east central parts of the Midwest, still bringing some showers and thunderstorms across that area that will continue to push off towards the east as we head through the day. High pressure system builds behind it, and it looks like across the central parts of the Midwest, central parts of the Rockies, we're going to see dry weather for today and into tomorrow before it looks like we have a low pressure system swinging down from the north, bringing us a chance for some rain showers as we head into tomorrow night. Otherwise, so far for Mother's Day, we're going to see beautiful weather with sunny skies. So across the area, becoming mostly sunny around 60. We'll see wind gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. Tonight, clear with frost mid-30s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies in the mid-60s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, isolated chances of rain showers in the upper 30s. And Sunday, mostly sunny, upper 50s, around 60. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early May, 75, record high on this date, 87 in 2004. The average low, 53, and the record low is 37, set in 2010. Sunset this evening, 8:29. Sunrise in the morning at 6:16. Intermittent light showers last evening across the region. Sunny skies, 42 degrees this morning with a north wind at 5 to 10. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 8th of May. KNDY News time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Elsie Grace's is excited to see you. New spring merchandise has been arriving and is ready to shop on elsiegraces1.com. You know mom wants all the fun decor, accessories, clothing, and kitchen stuff from Elsie Grace's for Mother's Day this year. And now it's easier than ever to shop. They even have pre-made gift baskets with complimentary fudge ready to send. Log on today and shop Elsie Grace's from anywhere.
Business as usual for the NFL, and the first return of pro sports in the United States is less than 48 hours away. Hi, everyone. I'm Derek Dennis reporting on sports. The NFL released its league-wide schedule for the 2020 season. The season is tentatively scheduled to kick off September 10th when the defending Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs host the Houston Texans. Commissioner Roger Goodell said in a memo to teams this week that adjustments could be made if necessary. ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter.
If the league needs to, it can always move back to Super Bowl. Weeks, even a couple of months if it had to. And there would lie the flexibility for the NFL season.
While the first wave of NBA teams prepare to reopen their practice facilities for voluntary workouts, several team officials tell ESPN's Baxter Holmes the league needs to consider the psychological effects of returning to organized activities during the pandemic. The NBA is expected to host a conference call with all players today. This is ABC Sports. The first return of pro sports in the United States is less than 48 hours away. The UFC will host a 9-fight pay-per-view card tomorrow night in Jacksonville, Florida, without fans. ESPN MMA insider Ariel Helwani breaks down the testing protocol that will be implemented.
First thing they have to do is get an antibody test. Then they get that swab test. That takes around 24 hours to get the results back. Now, they won't be getting those two other tests every single day, but they do get their temperature checked every single day. And every day that they do that, they get a new credential to be on the premises at the hotel in Jacksonville.
The entire event will be streamed on ESPN+. It's official. Turner Sports has announced The Match, a 2-on-2 18-hole golf match featuring Tiger Woods and Peyton Manning taking on Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady. It'll happen on May 24th from Hobbs Sound, Florida. Derek Dennis, ABC Sports.
Reconnect with mom in a special way this year. Find her the perfect card from Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. A card can say so much, and Hallmark Mother's Day cards are 40% off. Then let mom enjoy her outdoor spaces even more with garden decor 25% off. Reflections is open 10 to 3 Monday through Saturday now, so stop on in today. It's more than just your favorite Hallmark store.
Bite Me Barbecue is the place to go for pulled pork, sausage, brisket, and ribs. You can get all that and more for carryout and curbside pickup. And now, for the first time in over a month, you can enjoy that food inside Bite Me Barbecue. That's right, you can come on in while still abiding by current safety regulations. So head on in to Bite Me Barbecue and be sure to check out their daily specials on Facebook. Bite Me Barbecue, open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 7.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Top negotiators from China and the U.S. will talk next week about the progress of the Phase 1 trade deal between the two countries. The move comes after President Trump threatened to terminate the agreement if Beijing doesn't meet its obligations. The planned phone call will be the first time the Chinese Vice Premier and U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer will talk about the agreement since it was signed in January. That was just before the COVID-19 hit the world's two largest economy and turned the world's global supply chains upside down. Trade numbers this week showed a sharp drop in U.S. exports to China when compared to the 2017 benchmark levels, which in turn caused doubt that Beijing would meet its obligation to buy at least $262 billion in U.S. agriculture, manufacturing, and energy goods. Beijing hasn't yet removed many of its dumping duties on U.S. imports. Trump recently told reporters he'd be able to tell them within the next 2 weeks if he'd be happy with how the trade deal is progressing. Relations have been strained since the coronavirus outbreak, and Trump said China misled the world about the scope and risk of the disease. China says U.S. officials are trying to shift the responsibility for the poor handling of the disease. Farm Credit Council President and CEO Ton Van Hoos says his organization supports the Rebuild Rural Coalition's letter they sent to Congress. He said parents working and students studying from home had brought the urban-rural divide on broadband to the fore in a way we can no longer afford to ignore. He said the same broadband would help rural residents avoid medical appointments through telehealth, thereby decreasing their exposure to others in hospitals and clinics. The coalition also concerned about several other aspects of rural infrastructure, noting they've already seen the problems with the food supply chain. And they said once the processing plants return to normal, they rely on roads, bridges, locks, and dams, many of which are crumbling. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Hello and good morning. Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. COVID-19 has turned agriculture upside down, and that includes the commodity markets. Benjamin Cash is an account executive for Bauer Trading in Lafayette, Indiana. He says COVID-19 has made things more difficult for the ag industry, which was struggling long before the outbreak began.
It makes farmers rethink what this means out ahead for their livelihoods, their profitability. Right now, a lot of these commodities are not profitable. Some of the market systems are broken. The chain of supply has to be shifted to where the demand's at now, away from some restaurants and towards the retail counter at the grocery store. So that's what we're working with.
The COVID-19 lockdown has even affected overseas markets. Cash says this is typically the time when markets drip lower in good years, let alone tough ones. That's not a good thing because a lot of the old crop commodities are still in storage on farms across the country. Cash says the market is keeping an eye on early season weather challenges that could mean higher prices in the future, especially when it comes to wheat.
We have dryness that's been persisting in the western central plains, eastern Colorado, western Oklahoma, western Kansas, high producing wheat ground out there that has been showing up on the drought monitor, and then the forecast here for the next 2 weeks is below normal precip. So this is when that crop is made for most Oklahoma, and Kansas is the month of May, and the precip definitely looks pretty limited in there.
There's also overseas weather concerns.
Russia, they have some dryness that's been sticking around on their wheat crop. Obviously, they put an export cap on their exports till July 1st to help secure food and flour, that sort of thing for their people, and then Brazil's corn crop now. That nobody seems be talking about it. 50% of that is dry, and that's been the real burden for the U.S. corn exports early on, was just a large corn crop last year. Well, now it's getting hurt this year. Nobody's really talking about it, so that's something that could spark this corn market up.
Sam Speck with your latest Mid-America Ag Network news.
Public health emergency. AARP is continuing to fight for older Americans and sharing the facts to help keep you and your family safe and healthy. Join us every Thursday at noon for a telephone town hall with federal health officials. Hear the latest health recommendations and have your questions answered live. This resource is open to anyone of any age, and you don't have to be an AARP member. Just call 855-274-9507 Thursdays at noon and learn how you can help keep our communities safe.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. Closing down a highway for construction is one thing. Closing down a river? That's a much different animal. More about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Right around July 1st is when the Illinois River is going to be closed down to all commercial traffic. That includes all of the barges that transport a lot of agricultural products. But the Army Corps of Engineers says there is only one way to close a river. It isn't like a highway where you can close down one side and let traffic go by on the other side. The whole thing has to come to a screeching halt, and it will between July and October. Joining me from the Army Corps of Engineers in Rock Island, Illinois, is Alan Marshall. Planning's been going on for quite some time, and I'm sure your engineers have come up with best and worst case scenarios. Best case scenario, as I understand, is that this would be finished up sometime by October, and the river, with its newly refurbished locks and dams, would be open again and ready to go. What are the types of things that could slow things down?
Well, Mother Nature could get involved and Now, these closures were specifically scheduled for this time of the year because typically, although typically is not really a word that goes with flooding anymore, but typically flooding is a big of a worry during that time period. But if we were to have high water, and that would affect the ability to do some of the work within the locks. So there are a couple of the locks that are going to be closed that have wicket dams, and those wicket dams have the ability to go up and down within the river. And so if they had high water, it would actually be a benefit there because we could just put the wicket dams down on the river bottom and then traffic could pass without even using the lock. But, of course, that would only happen at two of those locks. So flooding could definitely be something that could delay and extend these closures.
And the whole river is going to be closed down, right? Except, I guess, using a highway construction term, local traffic?
Right. When it's closed from the July through the September, October, there won't be any traffic allowed to transition through the locks. Now, recreational boaters will still be able to use the pools in between the locks to boat, but they just won't be able to go from pool to pool using the locks.
I guess this is one of those things where there's no perfect time to do it. I would imagine the carriers are understanding that there is some short-term pain, but long-term it was really necessary.
I think if you'd asked them, I would imagine they would, it's not ideal to have a closure, but to get them all done in 1 year instead of having them done over the course of a couple years gives them the ability to prepare.
Back after this.
Stockman, if you're seeking a dependable herd bull with good disposition, hybrid vigor, and great traits, call Lewin Berger. He has 25 head of Angus and Sim-Angus yearling to two-year-olds for immediate pickup or delivery. Featuring calving ease, these are right for expanding or replacing your herd bull. Call Lewin Berger at Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647 or home phone 363-2645.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Sunshine, 42 degrees this morning with a light north wind. Highs around 60 on tap. And that'll be about it for the weekend. Cooler temperatures in store.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Friday. The NCAA struck back at the University of Kansas and its men's basketball program yesterday, calling five Level 1 violations that are alleged to have occurred egregiously and arguing that they undermine and threaten college athletics. It was the latest in a series of back-and-forth filings that set up likely infraction hearings. The case came out of an FBI investigation into college basketball corruption. It centers on whether two Adidas representatives were acting as boosters for the Jayhawks when they paid prospective recruits to lure them to the program. The Kansas City Chiefs will open defense of their Super Bowl championship by hosting Houston on September 10th in the NFL's annual kickoff game, pending developments in the coronavirus pandemic, of course. The Texans won a regular season game at Arrowhead Stadium in 2019, then went on to blow a 24-0 lead in the divisional round of the playoffs. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
What's happening on Friday?
KNDY's Friday Night Live, that's what. Playing your requests from 6 to 9 live on FM 95.5. Brought to you by CJ Express, Identities, the Wagon Wheel Cafe, and Enan's Automotive, your Napa parts store.
There's going to be a bunch of cool bands playing and stuff.
Be sure to tune in and request your favorites. It's Friday Night Live, brought to you by CJ Express, Identities, the Wagon Wheel Cafe, and Enan's Automotive, your Napa parts store. Live on KNDY FM 95.5.
One brood of 17-year periodical cicadas is due to emerge this spring. We will tell you where millions of the insects will be surfacing on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
You're home. You're a diabetic. You need supplies, but you don't want to visit the pharmacy. What do you do? Call US Med for home delivery of your supplies. If you have diabetes and you're worried about going to a crowded pharmacy, pick up the phone in the safety and comfort of your home and let US Med deliver them to you with free shipping. And now if you test your blood sugar four more times a day and inject insulin three or more times a day, you may qualify to get a new continuous glucose monitor at little or no cost, which may eliminate the pain of pricking your fingers and helps you make smarter diabetes decisions. Plus, we'll send you a 90-day supply and bill your insurance company for you. Get some peace of mind. Call US Med today.
800-611-7121. 800-611-7121. That's 800-611-7121.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, May 8th, the 129th day of the year. Our 33rd president, Harry Truman, was born on this day, and in 1886, pharmacist John Pemberton invented the formula that would become Coca-Cola. What's the cicada forecast for the summer of 2020? It looks rather quiet for most of the country. There is only one brood of periodical cicadas due to emerge this spring. It's designated as Brood 9, a 17-year locust which inhabits only parts of North Carolina, Virginia, and West Virginia. Soil warmth will determine the exact timing of their emergence, but mid-May through June is the typical window. The rest of the country will be cicada-free until summer's dog days. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Well, I don't know how many times he taught her a lesson that she learned. Maybe a little too well, cowgirls don't cry. Ride, baby, ride. Lessons of life are gonna show you in time. Soon enough, you're gonna know why. It's gonna was quite right. She wanted a house, a home, and babies. He started coming home late at night. She didn't let him see it break her heart. She didn't let him see her fall apart. 'Cause cowgirls don't cry. Ride, baby, ride. Lessons of life are gonna show you in time. Soon enough.